Isru Chag Shavuos, the 7th of Sivan. We continue to shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchos Macholei Akum, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Hey. Today's learning is dedicated Lilui Nishmas Yitzchok Isar Ben Boruch, whose yahrzeit is today, and also Lilui Nishmas Tuvio Rebbe Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Bas Itamar. Rav Nosson Zal is adding two short appendixes to this halacha that we've been learning. Gavnen de'esha, the colors in fire, the different colors, heim bechinas gedulas haboirei kanal. We mentioned earlier, are an example of gedulas haboirei. This was based on Torah Chof Hei in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal says that in order to eliminate the klipos on each and every level, we need his galus of gedula saboire. And we mentioned that the Arizal said that this is done by saying the praises of Hashem. He gave the example of hoidu, that we say in the morning, after karbonos and before psukei dezimra, that when we want to go to that new level, when we want to go from the olam ha'asiya to the olam ha'yetzira, from Korbanos to Psukei Dezimra, we need a Hizgalas of Gedulas Haboirei to chase away the Klipos from that new level. And the Arizal said that we do that by saying that paragraph Choydu, which is a tremendous revelation of praise of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal, in Likutei Moran over there, spoke about the mitzvah of Tzedakah, and he said that in money is found Gavnen Eloim, these heavenly colors, spiritual colors. And when a person gives money to tzedakah, this was an example of a hizgalus of gedulas haboirei, which helps to eliminate these klipos as a person is trying to go from level to level. Then Rav Nosson Zal added the concept of fire, fire that we cook with. The Zohar HaKadosh says that fire is comprised of different colors, the four basic colors in fire, and that also is an example, a display of gedulas haboirei, just like we saw on Har Sinai. Har Sinai Oshan Kulai, the mountain was smoking. This was another example of a revelation of gedulas haboirei. Kihein bechinas gavnin shebamomoyim, because the colors, the different colors in fire, are similar to the colors, the divine colors in money, in gold and silver. Kihein bechina achas, because they both come from the same source, misitra de gevura. They both come from the side of gevura. Fire is gevura. We mentioned Hashem's name Elohim, when you write it out, b'milui is b'gematria eish, and money comes from the left side. Mitzofoin zohov yoasa, gold comes from tzofoin, from the north, which is the left side. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds another point, paragraph of, v'alkein merumos b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'hamaisa hanoiro shel habal tfila. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why in the 12th story in Sipurei Maaseiot, the story of the Baal Tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal over there hints a message related to what we've been learning here. Shalidei hamacholim hamizbashlim bo'esh shel beis hatafshil, that through the special foods that were cooked in the kitchen, in a special kitchen that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there towards the end of that story in Sipurei Maaseiot, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fire, that there's a mountain of fire, and that fire is what heats up the kitchen. There's pipes that extend from that mountain of fire that draw fire into that kitchen. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when the people from the country that were very engrossed in Taivas Mamoin, when they went close to that Beis HaTafshil, and when they smelled the food cooking from that kitchen, and they tasted from it, that eliminated completely the Taivas Mamon, that cured them from Taivas Mamon. Nizgale Gedula Saboire Kanal. Because as Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier, through fire, when a person is using kosher fire to cook with, that's also a revelation of Gedula Saboire, Shehu Bechinas Hizgalus Hagavnin, a revelation of these colors, Ukeshen Izgalin Hagavnin, Shehem Shoirish Hamomoin, and when these colors, these divine colors are revealed, which is the source of where money gets its chiyus, Oz Mashlichen Legamrius Hamomoin Shebigashmi, then people throw away completely their desire for materialistic money, the Gashmi's desire for money. Kimi Pesi Yosur Heno Lahashlich Tainig Ruchni Velikach Tainug Av Chas V'Shon. Because which fool would be willing to forego a spiritual pleasure and latch on to a materialistic pleasure? As Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in chapter 23 in Likut Imran, which is the major chapter in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal addresses the topic of Taivas Mamoim, Ayin Shom, look over there, V'chavein, and you'll understand the connection that Rabbeinu Zal made here. Paragraph Zayin, V'alkein, and therefore, Machmas She'ikar Hachnoas Hamedame, who b'Shabbos, because of the fact that the day of the week where we experience the greatest hachnoah, the greatest defeat of the sitrachra, of the klipos, which are called koyach hamedame, is on Shabbos. She'oz nichna hasitrachra legamri. That's when the sitrachra is defeated and suppressed completely, as we say in Kegavna. V'chol shultoni rugsnu morad adina kulu arken v'sabramino. All the powers of din and sitrachra all run away. Ki oz be'erev Shabbos yoytzeis shalhuva de'isha al roish haklipos lahachniam kayadua. Because as the Arizal explains, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, there's a heavenly fire that comes down from heaven over the top of the klipos in order to chase away those klipos that would want to jump into Shabbos. They also want to be included in Shabbos. In order to chase away the three klipos that are Ra Gomor, that have to be removed completely, and to see to it that only the good of Noiga gets integrated into the Kedusha. Shezeh soid rechitzas chamin berev Shabbos. Kayadua, this is how the Arizal explains the importance of a person taking a hot shower or a hot bath on Erev Shabbos. By us doing that down here on earth, that brings about a response in Shemayim that Hashem sends down this Shalhuva De'esha, this fire to separate the klipos and to protect the Kedusha from the wrong types of klipos getting involved. He iker his galus gedula saboirei hu b'Shabbos. Because the greatest revelation of Hashem's greatness takes place on Shabbos. She'oz loivesh kaviochel bigde gavosoi. That's when kaviochel Hashem dresses himself in his royal garments. K'moy shenemar, Hashem moloch geus lovesh, as we say on Friday night. Al kein, Tafshil Shol Shabbos Reichoi Noidev. And this is why the Gemara also says that there's something unique about how the food of Shabbos affects a person. The Gemara says that the food of Shabbos gives off a special, powerful smell, like when you're broiling meat. When a person is cooking meat, it smells ill. When you're broiling meat or roasting meat, it gives off a very strong smell. Ki b'Shabbos mishtana hatam l'toiv. Because on Shabbos, the taste of the food, even if this same food was served during the week, it would taste okay. On Shabbos, it tastes much better, something special. Ki oz nichna hamedame legamri, because on Shabbos, the klipos, the koyach hamedame, is suppressed completely. Shalideze ikar hizgalus hatam hatoiv, and that's what helps really bring out and reveal the real good taste of the food. Hanimshach min hakedusha, which comes from the side of holiness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ta'amu ura'u ki toiv Hashem. Taste and experience the goodness of Hashem that's found in that taste on Shabbos Kodesh especially, or when a person cooks with the right kind of fire, as we discussed earlier in this halacha. Baruch Hashem. This was halacha Gimel. And now it says, Halacha Dalet, the fourth discussion on this topic of Bishulei Akum, we had it earlier in Hilchas Basar B'Cholov, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Chav Gimel, there also Rav Nosson Zal discussed this topic of Macholei Akum, food that's prepared using the fire of a goy. Question in the chat regarding how fire is a revelation of the greatness of Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal in Torah Chav Hei and Likut Imran spoke about the revelation of the Gedulas Hashem in money through the Gavne Niloin, the heavenly colors that are found in money, gold, silver, copper, especially the coinage of the money. And this is from the Zohar HaKadosh. The same Zohar HaKadosh writes that fire also is comprised of these gavne neilon. It has these heavenly colors, these divine colors, which are a manifestation of Gedulas Hashem. One of the ways that we see the greatness of Hashem is in the beauty of these colors. This doesn't mean just the physical colors. It means the spiritual light that's found in money, that gives it this attraction, that people are so attracted to money, and also in fire. These gavne neilon that are found in fire, that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, the chesed and the gevura, the white and the red, and the other colors that are found in fire.